Diana Greene makes multimedia stories that explore our sense of identity, place, and memory. She's long been fascinated with both the everyday and the intimate truths that we often keep hidden within ourselves. Chip Bristol is a chaplain at Prodigals Community, looking for ways to blend the creative with the spiritual in the context of 12-step living, his writing, and painting. The traveling portrait and essay exhibit, Finding Home, Portraits of Courage, has brought Diana and Chip together to empower the men recovering from addiction at Prodigals Community to share their intimate truths and to support their decisions to live clean and sober lives. The exhibition opens Monday afternoon, July 8th at 5:30 at the Winston-Salem Central Library.
Photographing all these men is the very opposite of what you think of when you think of photography of a portrait. Never once did a man do anything except perhaps change his shirt for the photograph. When they see their photograph, they embrace who they are. There's no criticism about how they look because they're so pleased that they're there and they're alive and they're sober. And it's been a really wonderful experience to see them react to their own images. They're looking at themselves and really liking it.
The eyes tell so much. This photograph of Anthony, I mean, just the pose, the way he's holding his hands in front and the way he's staring right at the lens, as you mentioned there, makes me, as an observer, curious to know what's going on in his mind. Tell me a little bit about his story.
Well, there's a 3-second rule. You look at a picture, but then once you hear these words, you go back to the picture and you spend more time. And you're going to watch that dance between all of these because, yes, it's a picture of Anthony. And if you look at it, there's a confidence in his eyes and all of that. But he's also sitting right in front of a door. And here's what we've used from his interview. My bottom took me to my hands and knees, literally, begging God to help me. When all the furniture in my house was gone and nobody was around, I said, okay, let's do this. I was scared to release what had held me bondage for so long. It was eating me alive, and I used drugs to not think about it. I asked God why he let the things happen to me that had happened to me, and I was filled with anger. But I'm now working on changing things, trying to change my anger into forgiveness, so my past stops eating me alive. It feels like a weight has been lifted. Now I have sympathy for others. I can forgive others and not hold stuff in. I used to let people walk all over me like a doormat. I don't let them do that anymore. Now my best day is waking up in the morning and not having the physical urge to get dope or drink. I know it sounds so stupid, but it's true. And I thank God for that.
When he was talking about being a doormat, we thought, well, let's put him up against a door where definitely no one can get past him. So we were also working symbolically and metaphorically with each setting, as subtle as they are. And I, when I took this photograph, was down on the ground looking up at him. So he had the power because he was above me. That's an important decision I made with the point of view for this particular photograph, because he's in charge. He's the one who can say if I'm in or I'm not in. And so I think you see that kind of almost a severity in his stance where he's like, I'm here, I'm looking right at you.
Multimedia artist Diana Greene and Prodigals Community chaplain Chip Bristol. Prodigals is a free year-long faith-based program for men recovering from addiction. Chip and Diana's collaboration will be featured in a forthcoming book titled Finding Home. The exhibition Finding Home, Portraits of Courage opens Monday afternoon, July 8th at 5:30 at the Winston-Salem Central Library, and it'll remain on display through September 30th. There'll be a free reception on August 28th from 5:30 to 7. You'll find links to portraits and personal essays from Finding Home on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.